I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So you can scan? You can scan the groceries?
I can scan the groceries like nobody else. I did that. I was good at Kelly's IGA in Maumee, Ohio.
Really?
My first job, yes.
5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Excellent bagger, too.
No matter what it looks
can't
like.
Can't say anything. It turns into a double entendre.
Well, that's why we
exactly.
love it.
Exactly. That means, yeah.
By the way, we were speaking of BB Go and Ralph's. We're going to mention something in just a moment. But it is a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. We're back. Happy New Year. Coming up at 4 o'clock. Not shocking, Sonato and Cappy need an extra day off.
Yes.
So the Cambros are going to be here, along with producer Wara, producer DeAndre.
Cambros?
We're going to have some fun and frivolity this afternoon.
Nice.
I want to see how many Boogie Nights references I could get in.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Beautiful.
It goes well with those guys.
But on Monday, January 15th.
Yes.
If you want to see Mason and Ireland in the flesh, and you want to buy great BBGO product, and maybe do the rest of your shopping.
Yeah.
Mason and Ireland, along with Corporate Greg, will be broadcasting live at the Ralphs.
All right. You're burying the lead, Chris.
Go ahead.
The lead is, and I get asked this all the time.
All the time.
Ireland, can you get me courtside seats? And those courtside seats go for over $3,000 a piece. I cannot get them. I could buy them for over $3,000. BBGO and the Lakers are giving away a pair of courtside seats. And all you have to do is buy $10 worth of BBGO.
Yep.
Take a picture of your receipt.
Okay.
And send it to Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps. This is going on right now.
Yeah.
It started last week. All right. So, and I think, Chris, it runs until like almost the end of January, beginning of February. I'll get the exact date on it. But if you come that day where we are, they have tons of BBGO at that Ralph's. You buy $10 worth of it. You take your picture. You send it in. And somebody's getting free courtside seats to a Laker game.
Bam! Like that.
And all you got to do is buy $10 worth of BBGO. Bergman and I have that much BBGO in our fridge now.
I've eaten the dumplings. I got those big dumplings, which are delicious.
Yeah, the big ones. I like
those. The big ones. The big dumplings.
They're juicy and nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Hey, go ahead, Chris.
I'm sorry. I missed you guys. That's it. Yeah, I missed doing this. No. So that's the Ralph's in Redondo Beach on Monday, January 15th. Guess who else is going to be there? Not just Mason and Ireland, not just Corporate Greg, Derek Fisher and Sasha.
Get out of here.
The machine.
Sasha Vujicic.
Yes.
Wow. That's fun.
Plus
That'll
the BBGO
cool.
food truck. You said you're going to help people check out?
I am. I want to run the scanner machine. I was really good at that at Kelly's IGA. Also an excellent bagger. I intend to dust off both of those skills
Bergman,
for our live
how
show
many BBGO sampler plates do you think you and I can eat?
At least 10 each.
Yeah, I think we had 7 when we did it before.
Damn.
Yeah,
we got to up our game. We got to get to 10.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You know, I went to see Love Actually over the break.
Yeah, yes. It's great. I saw it too. It's really good.
Standing in the bathroom waiting for my turn. Guy taps me on the shoulder, says, "I'm here because of you."
No kidding.
This was in the where was it? This was in
the Wallace.
In the can, at the Wallace.
Yeah, that's a nice
guy
theater,
taps
by
me
the
on
way.
The shoulder. I'm here because of you. And he listens to the show. His name is Marcus Skindarian.
Hey, Marcus.
He owns a big real estate firm and sells in your old neighborhood in Newport Beach.
Beautiful.
But great guy. Listens to the show every day. Couldn't. And actually, he said something interesting. He said, we could be brothers, except I have a wife.
There you go.
Yeah. So it was very nice. Marcus Skindarian, go buy your
house.
What
did you think
him.
At first, though, when you were in the caddy, you felt somebody tap you on the shoulder? Because I'd be a little freaked out.
I would think
I'm about to get made.
Yeah.
Like somebody's about to catch up with me.
I was a little, but he jumped in really
quick.
By the
way, no shaking hands in the bathroom.
No,
absolutely.
That's an etiquette violation.
Yeah.
Even fist bumps in the bathroom are a little weird.
Also, no selfies. No selfies in the bathroom.
Can't do that.
We went outside the can to get the selfie.
Morales, didn't Allen or Sliwa tap somebody on the shoulder in the can?
So, like, yes, and I witnessed it, and I made this into a bit.
Oh!
Or maybe I tapped him on the somebody. I watched somebody tap Sliwa on the shoulder. Something happened.
Something was
Somebody was tapping something.
Okay.
And I made it a bit, and Sliwa got very uncomfortable.
That sounds like something that,
sounds
that would
like
make Sliwa.
Sliwa
uncomfortable.
All right, so Ireland, you found this thing.
Okay, so
with
here's
the Kelce brothers.
Here's the backstory.
Yeah.
Jason and Travis Kelce have a podcast. And Jason, as we all know, Travis dates Taylor Swift. But
Jason, I had not heard that.
Jason is married to a woman named Kylie.
Okay.
So they were out paddleboard. Brian, we have this, right? We have the sound? All right. So they're out on paddleboards, and somebody tells Jason, him and his wife are out on paddleboards.
Yep.
And somebody tells Jason, you know, there's sharks in these waters. And he handled it the exact same way you handled it when we were all in remote at Black Gold.
And I courageously tried to save everyone.
We were under a structure that's like a tent.
Yes.
Greg, how would you describe it? It's like a canopy / tent,
yes,
right?
That's exactly what it is.
And it's set up with a lot of metal, like
bars
and yeah, you know, support stands and yep, stuff.
An easy up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But an easy up with bigger steel rods.
Stronger, yes.
Yeah. So the wind picks up, and the thing starts to waver, and Bergman and I are just...
No, it didn't waver. It completely lifted up over us.
Bergman and I are just doing the show. We're not really paying attention.
Right.
And Mason just whips off his headset.
Yep.
Down.
And runs right past us to safety.
Correct.
And the entire stanchion, Brian, collapses on top of Greg and I.
So who was smart? The guy that ran and saved his ass.
Without warning or saying anything, Mason just basically took care of himself. Now, knowing that story.
By the way, in the end, I think that's what everybody does.
Right.
There was a little bit more. Interns. There was women in the.
You know, remember that cute girl with the tequila?
Yep. There were people around.
Yeah. It was like that Seinfeld episode where George yells fire and runs over the baby on the way out.
I'm not pushes
the
grandma. For everybody
with
else's safety.
Yeah, he
I'm
pushes the old lady with the walker. Well, Mace, you have a kindred spirit.
Okay.
In Jason Kelsey. Listen to, you'll hear Jason, Travis, and Jason's wife, Kylie, tell the paddleboard story right here.
If the shark would have been anywhere near you, I would have jumped in and attacked
it. It is the fastest I've ever seen the big man move, when he would fall in the water and then have to get back up on his board.
Quick feet. Gotta get out.
Your boy, he was not staying in that water.
Slava.
Every time he fell in, full panic to get his ass back up on that board. Going around, paddling. And I turn around and this man is
scurrying.
The fastest I've ever seen this man move. All I said to him was, are you done? And he was like,
That's what you gave her?
It was hard to hear what she said because she was so far away from the shark.
Ridiculous.
Travis, he had to paddle past me to get into the shore. And he didn't say anything.
Yeah, but I was out there. I was with the shark.
Have you ever heard how you get away from a bear? You just have to be faster than the slowest person. I was his slowest person.
All right. So is that not exactly what you did at Black Gold?
So what he did was he heard shark.
Yep. And went past his wife.
Correct.
To get to the shore.
Yeah.
A lot like you went past the easy up to get to safety, ignoring all of us.
I'm glad you brought this up. When you're on a plane.
Yeah.
And the cabin depressurizes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to put the mask on the kids first.
No, on you first, mm-hmm, and then on the kids.
Yeah.
Because you need to keep
your
wits
together. I know what you would do.
Oh, trust me. Bergman, is that not what you're supposed to
that
do?
That is what
is.
You're supposed to do.
You're supposed to get your mask and then put
there
your mask
on. There is no way in hell I am putting a mask on before I take care
absolutely
of Jack
not,
or, in your case, yeah, Riley.
I'm totally
no, Riley's
taking
first,
care of myself.
Yes, of course you are.
Yeah.
Because you're 60 and Riley's 11.
I am
she
not,
has her whole life ahead of her.
I'm not 60.
How old are you?
58.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
I'm 58 years old.
So you don't like me tacking 2 years on
to
you?
No, I don't like you tacking. Those are big 2 years.
What do you think is going to happen?
60 is so much different
you're
than 58.
You're going to get an older old man sweater when you turn 60?
More chains.
A second chain.
Well, I already told him, you know, Greg, there's a rapper named 2 Chainz.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Mason should own 3 Chainz.
Yeah, or 4.
I think,
or
5. Yeah, 3 Chainz Mace.
I'm good with 1. By the way, I got the massage chair.
Oh! How have we not talked about this yet? Okay, we're next.
Yes.
Next. Oh, I can't. Maybe I don't want to hear about this.
No, I have a David Tepper statement.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, good.
We'll get that coming up too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Quarter after 3 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland. Nothing like England Dan, John Ford Coley.
Oh, nothing like
Yali
it.
By the way, somebody told me that England Dan is not from England and has nothing to do with England. Is that possible?
Possible. But when Yali Crew performed this Thursday night at the Grove in Anaheim, oh, this is one of my favorites.
This was a big one.
And when you listen to the lyrics, it's true. You have that moment when you...
You just want one night. Yeah, you don't want any more than that.
That's like that woman at the gay bar.
Right.
It's like that woman at the gay bar who hit on me.
Yeah, she was just looking for a quick
young
one.
Young Renee Russo.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Juan was like,
I can't believe we went until 3:18 to talk about this. Yep. I've been telling you for 10 years that my favorite possession that I have is one of these fancy massage chairs because you get a lot of massages.
Yes.
And I told you, if you buy one of these chairs, you do not need to get massages anymore. But I was worried that I may have oversold it. But I convinced you and Juan to... I almost did what you do.
Yeah.
I convinced you and Juan to get a chair. You got it over the break. What is your review?
It is... There are three great inventions in history. Fire. The wheel.
And this chair.
And the massage chair. So
I did not oversell it.
Oh my God. It's like it sucks you in.
Did you let your mom go in it when she was over?
No, my mom. It came after my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Juan has been. Juan's like, I always know where to find you. I was probably in that thing for, I don't know, 3 hours yesterday.
It's the greatest.
I'm just sitting watching the college football playoffs in the massage chair.
By the way,
perfect.
It's great for watching sports.
Yep.
It's great to email I send to you guys every morning, I write it from that chair.
I was prepping in the chair this morning. I'm like, first thing, it's perfect. So, it's and by the way, if you ever get a chance to do this, Ireland and I went 2-for-1, so we got an unbelievable deal on this
and Chris,
chair.
If you wanted to do it, I'm now friends with this girl that sold us the chairs. I think Heather will give you a deal if you want to do it.
So when you guys were talking about it in the break, I said, how do I get one of these chairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And John said, you need to either first come over to my house or go to Mace's house and check it out.
Wait a minute. Did you really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, go to John's house.
You're more than welcome to my house.
Speaking of 2-for-1, I can come over, check out the chair, then just splash right in the hot tub.
Well, I would come over to see that. let's get that going.
Okay. I'll say this.
Because as somebody once said, I'd really love to see you tonight.
I'm going to say this. So Juan is going away. Later
without
in January,
you.
Without me.
Uh-huh. That's when Chris can come over?
He's going to Vegas with his dad.
Okay.
Maybe that's the time.
This feels like...
On the slide?
This feels tawdry, though. No.
On the slide. Okay. Juan's like...
Mason,
no
as
way.
You know, you are the resident stoner. I only take gummies to help sleep.
30 milligrams. I think you're a stoner, too.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know what? And I'm going to Green Cross tomorrow to restock.
Chris from Green Cross.
Chris, Chris is hooking me up tomorrow. But lately, I've had trouble falling asleep. But here's my question.
Yeah.
Have you combined... gummy with chair,
oh, you'll feel it intensely.
Oh, yeah.
And what's that like?
It's like, because there's a zero gravity function.
Yeah.
So it actually just feels like you're floating, especially when you maybe have had a gummy or two.
Or two.
Or two, exactly. Yeah.
Can I bring Cappy over? We get both get in the chair, maybe together?
I don't.
Well, it's only room for one.
Nah, he'll get on top of me.
See,
that might break the chair, which we can't have.
Okay,
we
won't do that. I don't want.
Well, just he can watch, and then I'll watch, and then we get in the hot tub.
Okay, when Juan's out of town.
This is amazing. I feel like
Chris, it could be life changing for you. Seriously,
I'm just being used as strange.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But we, like Cappy would say, we have a guy in this case, a girl.
Yeah,
who
no,
can
we
give
really
you a
do.
Good deal.
You guys just spent in the break 4 minutes talking about how amazing it is, and now all I want is to
yeah.
own one.
Oh, yeah. It's come incredible. Check it out. It's incredible. All right, so John, this is an interesting.
Wait, can I give you?
Yeah,
the
sure.
David Tepper?
The David Tepper statement.
Yeah, yeah.
So according to Adam Schefter, he was fined $300,000. And tell me if this is enough of an apology for you.
Okay,
I am deeply passionate about this team and regret my behavior on Sunday. I should have let NFL stadium security handle any issues that arose. I respect the NFL's code of conduct and accept the league's discipline for my behavior.
Let me tell you something. As somebody that's worked for a professional sports team for the better part of 20 years, David Tepper did not write that apology.
Absolutely not. I mean, that was
written. That was written by ChatGPT.
I think that was. I honestly think that was.
Go to ChatGPT. Type in. Yeah. I apologize. Like apology. For
throwing
my
a drink
behavior.
On a fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder
write
if it
an
would come
apology
up.
For me throwing drink on NFL fan.
Okay,
you know,
let's do that.
David Tepper is a bobo. All right. This guy has done 7 or 8 things since he took over the team that make no sense, including Greg firing he's on his third coach in like a year and a half. I mean, he doesn't.
He is Dan Snyder.
Yeah. He had Matt Rhule, but was his handpicked guy. Matt Rhule fired him, then went out and remember Steve Wilks coached him for a while and they were good. He refused to give the job to Steve Wilks. Went out and hired Frank Reich, fired him after 11 games, and now he's on his third coach. And he'll probably screw up the next coach too. And now he's on video throwing drinks on Jacksonville fans. It just
shouldn't he do something for the fan?
Yeah.
Like if you are banned for life. For throwing as a fan, you should get tickets for life.
I wouldn't have an issue with that.
Write an apology.
Do you really want tickets to the Panthers for life?
Yeah.
Well,
although, Chris, I will say this. Their football.
That's what you get if you lose.
Yeah. Their football stadium is in downtown Charlotte, which is also where the basketball arena is, where we stay. It is beautiful there. I mean, it is. Charlotte is one of the cleanest, most well-built cities in America. Those tickets would be fun to have.
Awesome.
And Quail Hollow is 10
well,
minutes
there
away.
Go. Yeah, there go.
Okay, so, by the way, it was in Jacksonville, so he would have to buy from Jacksonville
so
the
what?
Tickets
he's
for
a
the
billionaire.
Guy. I know, okay. That's the thing. So buy well,
that,
for
that
him.
That stadium's a dump.
This
so
is,
wants that.
This is what ChatGPT wrote.
Okay.
Okay? Subject, sincere apology for my inexcusable behavior.
Okay, good way of phrasing it.
I hope this message finds you in good health. I'm writing to express my deepest apologies for the regrettable incident that occurred recently where I threw a drink in your direction. I want to sincerely apologize for my thoughtless and disrespectful behavior. There is no justification for my actions. I take full responsibility for the harm and discomfort I caused you. On and on and on.
That's a better apology.
Much
than
better.
One.
Much better. Better. Way better. You should use ChatGPT. Don't use that PR person. ChatGPT is ridiculous that it wrote it that fast. Write an apology for throwing a drink on you, on somebody.
Did you see the story about the AI news broadcasts are going to be happening somewhere?
No,
did that freak you out?
Wait,
is it
sponsored by Sports Illustrated?
No, it's like all AI generated content that makes it look like it's a real reporter.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that's what SI did. I'll never trust SI again. You can't. I know they fired people and all that stuff, but you can't trust SI. They had fake writers doing fake stories about fake things.
And they lied about it. Like they put up a picture that they just found some guy over the internet and said, this is Bob Johnson, and he's writing articles for sports. There was no Bob Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And they had a fake profile for him. My God. Oh, I did that thing, and I never. So of all the coaches in the NFL, John.
Yeah. It's not McVay?
What players think the best coach to play for is? The one they'd like to play for
it's
the most?
It's not McVay, because I would have said McVay.
It is not. We'll do it coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. You heard us talking earlier about BBGO. Can't wait for this live show that we're going to do on January 15th at the Ralphs in Redondo Beach. But it's part of a bigger promotion. Head over to any Ralphs. You don't have to come to the one we're at, but we hope you do. But any Ralphs. Buy $10 worth of BBGO. That's it, $10. And you can enter for a chance to win courtside seats for a Laker game this season. There are tons of other prizes you can win too, including Lakers swag and more BBGO. Just make sure to get yourself to Ralph's. Buy BBGO for your chance to win. After you buy it, just go to lakers.com/BBGO sweeps. Lakers.com /BBGoSweeps to upload your receipt, and that's it. Then you're entered, and somebody listening right now, it could be you, is going to win courtside seats to a Laker game courtesy of the Lakers and BBGo, the official snack of the LA Lakers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
3:30.
Yeah.
On a live imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland back for a new year.
Take a shot, Chris.
Yeah, you know
Looking
this.
Glass?
Absolutely correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
One of the greatest yacht rock songs ever made.
It is. It's
Brandy,
right up
you're
there
a fine
me.
Girl.
Yeah, fine girl.
By the way, when is
Never met a girl named Brandy.
I don't think I have either.
Brandy Norville, I guess, the singer.
I follow a couple on Instagram.
Brandy Carlisle.
That's true.
Belinda.
No, there's the Brandy Carlisle.
There's a Brandy,
too.
Oh, there's
a Brandy. I had a friend named Brandy. Brandy
really?
Finnmark.
Yeah. Oh.
Brandy, so yeah. Shouts out to you.
Well, there Finn you go.
Yeah.
Shouts out to you.
Now she's everybody's friend.
So, by the way, what are the dates that Juan's out of town so I can put this in the
I
calendar?
I don't have the exact dates.
I'm going to follow up, though.
You
so I can come over
up.
And check out this massage
but
chair.
Keep it on the download. So Juan will hear it.
Oh, really?
Wait, what? You Juan would object to you having guests over in the in the chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, ixnay on the air chair.
All right. So, I'm trying to think of who this is. Who this coach is, if it's not McVay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Bergman, let's see if we can figure this out.
Bergman technically
knows.
All right,
I'm going to get – oh, okay, you know. So Brian, I think it might be Kyle Shanahan.
I was thinking off the top of my head, I'm thinking Tomlin.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin.
All right, he guesses Tomlin. I'm guessing Shanahan. Did either one of us get it?
Yes.
Now, which one of us got it?
Which one of you got it?
Because Tomlin could be available. I think now that I think about it, I think Brian's right. I think it's Tomlin.
Yeah, everyone seems to love Tomlin, and he's got like the 17-18 streak, you know, winning seasons
in
a row.
I think Brian's got it. I think it's Tomlin.
The correct answer is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
nice. Tomlin, they surveyed 72 players, current NFL players.
Pretty good sample size.
26% said Tomlin. Mike McDaniel was the choice of 14%.
Didn't think about him.
Andy Reid, 10%. Dan Campbell, 8%. Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, both at 6%.
Okay.
So
that makes sense. I mean, that's an incredible 18 years, no losing seasons.
And they're not going to finish with a losing season this year.
No, they already secured it. Yeah.
They secured a losing season?
No, a winning one.
Winning one, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going with Mason Rudolph instead of Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett seems really pissed
Small
off.
Hands Kenny is on the
Kenny
bench.
May be done.
Yeah.
He apparently refuse to draft.
Small hands.
Yeah, he didn't want to be the backup.
He didn't want to be the backup.
Wait, that story's true? I thought he denied it.
I mean, he can deny whatever he wants to deny. But sounds like it's true. I don't know. Emily would know best, actually. Did she talk about it earlier?
Oh, she's the resident Steelers fan.
Yep.
I don't know. Quarterback came here. He told the staff he wouldn't play.
Someone's lying.
We haven't talked about this either. You know, I mentioned Russell Wilson earlier in the show. Since we were last on the air together is when Sean Payton came out and basically said, we're benching Russell Wilson.
Correct.
I thought that the main part of that story got buried, and it was this. They asked Russell Wilson to change an existing contract.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
I guess the players union got involved and squashed it. But what the gall of the Broncos to do that. I mean, can you imagine if every sports team did that? If the Dodgers went to Shohei Ohtani and said, hey, I know we said we were going to give you all this money.
But we want to pay some of it.
But we want an out in case you get injured again.
Sure.
And when you had it written into the contract, you had an injury guarantee. You can't change the terms of an existing. Why aren't the Broncos being killed for this?
From the Denver perspective.
Yeah.
If I am the general manager of the Denver Broncos or Sean Payton.
Okay.
If Russell Wilson were to get hurt in the final two games of the season, now final game of the season since he didn't play on Sunday, that means that you would guarantee a fifth year on his deal.
Correct. So I understand why they have every right to bench him. What I'm saying is,
don't change the contract.
You can't come to him like they did apparently after they beat the Chiefs during their bye week and say to him, hey, we need you to change your injury guarantee or we're going to bench you and then cut you. That's the definition, Greg, of bad faith.
No, yeah, you absolutely can't.
It was a negotiated deal point.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you guys
you have no problem with them sitting him without changing the contract.
Zero.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they
want. That's what they should have.
You have a contract with us. You know what? I kind of just want to take out all of your days off.
Well, or what if you did this? Okay, what if you said, hey, from now on, you're working Saturdays in addition to Monday through Friday.
Your contract says Monday through Friday.
Right.
But I need you to work on Saturdays.
And if you don't work on Saturday, we're going to take you off the air and eventually just let you go.
Well, I'm in this situation right now. They said tomorrow, we want you to do not just Mason and Ireland, but also work with Sedano.
We asked
you. So it's a 4.5-hour show.
But
I was going to get cut if I didn't do the 4.5-hour show. So, of course, I agreed to it.
Yeah, I don't think that it's right.
That's the thing they don't say about Mason enough. He's a team player.
I don't think it's right for them. It should be your choice. Greg, was it his choice?
Was it?
Was Mason asked or was he told?
He was asked.
I conceded.
You were asked.
Well, then that's on you.
We said we don't want to bring somebody on. Why are you on?
Have you more on the air with Sedano?
I like working with Sedano. It'll be good. It'll be good. So let me see. Well, there was one other thing I wanted to get to, and that is what I heard DeMarco talking about today, which is the Dodgers have spent $1 billion now.
Oh, more than that,
more than
actually.
$1 billion on Yamamoto.
$700 million on Shohei and $325 million on Yamamoto.
And DeMarco said, yeah, but do you really want to win that way, buying a championship?
Let me answer very quickly and right to the point. Hell yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. Hell yes. I don't care how much we're spending. It ain't my money. I want to win something.
And let me get back to it. Greg, get it ready.
Oh,
all right.
I have it ready. Hold on. Here we go.
Get it ready.
Same story.
Sports is an entertainment product.
Not the same story.
I'm going to beat this drum until I die.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Beat away.
Sports is meant to be an entertainment vehicle.
Right.
What drives salaries, what drives everything are broadcast deals.
Yes.
Television and radio deals. What the Dodgers have created by spending this money is can't miss TV.
Yep.
All of us are going to be anxious and excited to watch the Dodgers on a nightly basis. You said it best earlier, Mace. They have brought relevance back to the regular season.
Yep.
I think more Dodger fans are going to go to the games. More Dodger fans are going to watch it on TV. The Dodgers are making an investment in their product. And that should count for something.
Absolutely.
What DeMarco's saying, you don't want to win this way? I'm going to watch it whether they win or they lose.
And by the way, just because you stack the deck, as you said earlier, it doesn't mean you're going to win.
Most of the time, it means you're not.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest...
Shohei and Mike Trout, the two best players in baseball, have been on the same team together for 6 years. They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's no guarantees.
Yeah, but he's going to a team that's already won 107 games a couple years
ago. I'm telling you, Greg, there's no guarantees they're going to win the World Series.
There's not.
Of course.
There's not.
They're the favorites.
Guarantees.
They've been the favorites. They were the favorites 2 years ago. They were the favorite last year. Nothing.
They are in World Series or bust every single year.
Yep.
This doesn't change it, but now it has to happen for Dave Roberts.
You know what this is, guys? It is the best reality TV show out there. Now, it is going to be on a nightly basis. We're going to get to watch Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani hit back to back to back every game 4 times minimum.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I love teams that go for it.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers are going for it. If they crash and burn, I'll watch that too.
Well, here's the thing. I love Shohei Ohtani. I mean, absolutely what he is doing.
It's the best baseball player I've ever seen.
And deferring that much money down the line so that the team can be more competitive. Now, that guy, he's not in it for the money. He's in it for the winning.
And not that this matters, but you guys know I know Lon Rosen. I'm friends with him who runs the Dodgers. You should hear the way Lon and the other people over there talk about these three guys, about Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei. Mm. These are dudes that you would want living next door to you.
Yeah.
They're like, they're good guys. They're not a-holes. They play hard every night. You know, Freeman and Mookie both are, I mean, these are the faces of a franchise that you want.
Right.
Even if they were average players, they would be guys that you would want. And the Dodgers have three of them
now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. See,
it's like the three dragons in Game of Thrones. We're going at everybody with three dragons.
So I think the difference between a lot of those other teams and this team is that a lot of those other teams, like the Padres, they just brought in a bunch of guys and stuck them with a bunch of players. This is an established team that brought Shohei in.
Right.
It's not like when they try to bring in like seven different guys to make it to help it fit.
Right.
This is already here. He's just adding on to it already. Yeah. 105 win team already.
Yeah. Brigham, we got games coming up. Correct. Who won the most months last year? Did you ever look it up?
I didn't.
I think it's probably you. It's either me or you.
I remember Mason won.
Mason did snap his four-year streak.
I have the whole
month. All right, we'll just add it up, and then we'll do it when we get back. Who else is playing?
I can get one of the cams.
There's two cams today.
Yeah, get one of them.
Yeah, get the good one.
Yeah, but Greg, I think you won more months than I did.
Hey.
Won 6 months or 5 months, including a tie with you, but you, John, won 1, 2, 3, 4 with a tie.
You beat me 5-4?
Yeah, I did beat you 5-4.
All right. But today, beginning of a new year, a new month, $10,000 on the line for whoever wins it.
So
my game today, by the way.
John's game. Before we go, I want to, you know, John, I have a second full-time job, which is my podcast, the Culture Pop Podcast. If you have seen the movie The Holdovers, it's really, really good.
What's it about?
Paul Giamatti, Divine Joy Randolph. It's going to win all kinds of awards. It's about a kid who has to stay at college for the holidays because his family is away and what happens with him and a really, really good. So Divine Joy Randolph, who's going to win the Oscar this year, is the current guest on the Culture Pop Podcast. So you can go to YouTube, search Culture Pop Podcast, and it is there. Divine Joy Randolph, again, she's definitely going to win and she's great on the show. All right, coming up for you, we are going to do some Game of Games. In the meantime, I love my Hyundai. I am working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers on this brand new partnership. And here's the thing about my Hyundai. I bought an Elantra hybrid, which I love. Every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance for confidence now and miles down the road. Get in, get away with a great deal. Check out the Ioniq 6, which is a tech-forward electric sedan that has thought of everything to turn your EV transition into a lifestyle transformation. No reason to wait anymore with the Ioniq 6. It is your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time for the first time in 2024. It is John Ireland's game today, and Andy Kamenetsky is here. Andy, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you guys as well.
So, Mace, I just noticed something. You say Happy New Year's.
I do.
With an S. I've never heard anybody say that. Isn't it Happy New Year? Singular? Greg, what do you think?
It's New Year.
It's not
multiple years.
It's a silent day. So, Happy New Year's. Suggests the word day comes next. So it's a shortened, abbreviated form of Happy New Year's Day. Happy New Year's.
All right, four players, Brian, Greg, Mace, and Andy. Yesterday was the college football playoff, and it involved teams from four different states, Alabama, Michigan, Texas, and Washington.
Okay.
So I have a game where the answer to every question is one of those four states. Alabama, Michigan, Texas, or Washington. I made it multiple choice so it's easier.
Oh, okay. Got it.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. This state is the second largest wine-producing region in the country, boasting more than 1,000 wineries and 60,000-plus acres of wine grapes. Brian, is that A, Texas, B, Alabama, or C, Washington?
I'm going to go C, Washington.
All right, Greg.
It's Washington.
You're going Washington?
Yeah.
All right, Mace.
Washington.
Andy.
I feel like it is Washington.
You guys are all correct, and everybody is on the board. Washington is the wine state. All right. I think California's number one, by the way. Question two. The world's first electric trolley system was introduced in this state in 1886. Greg, is it Alabama, Texas, or Michigan?
Alabama, Texas, or Michigan? I can't imagine anything in the South, so Michigan.
South slander. Mace, Alabama, Texas, or Michigan?
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out electricity. I'm going to go Michigan.
All right. Greg, you said Michigan also?
I said Michigan also.
All right, Andy.
You know what? I will stand up for the South. Alabama.
Okay,
that's
Brian.
What you do. Always the right call.
Michigan.
Ladies and gentlemen, see what you get when you don't besmirch people. Andy Kamenetsky with the point. It is Alabama.
What a wonderful state.
The first electric trolley system introduced in 1886. Andy's got the lead. All right, number.
We call it a trolley.
Number three. You guys are just haters.
That electric car Mace, this over
one,
here.
Mace, this one to you.
Yeah.
The deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history occurred in this state. Is it A, Washington, B, Texas, or C, Alabama? Washington, Texas, or Alabama?
Texas.
Andy.
Texas.
Brian.
Texas.
Greg.
Texas.
It is. Do any of you know what it was?
Was it that last hurricane?
No, it was a hurricane in Galveston in 1900. Wiped out almost the whole city of Galveston.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Andy, three. Everybody else, two. Andy, this one's coming to you. Baseball's Willie Mays, boxer Joe Louis, and actress Courtney Cox were all born in this state. Is it A, Michigan, B, Texas, or C, Alabama? Michigan, Texas, or Alabama? Andy.
I'm going to say Michigan.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go Alabama.
Greg.
I'm going to say Michigan.
Mace.
I'm going to say Texas.
Brian has tied the game. They are all born in the great state of Alabama.
Why so many answers Alabama? How can Alabama have so many good things?
All right.
Courtney Cox used to love to ride that trolley.
Yep.
Still Alabama.
Brian, three. Andy, three. Greg and Mace, two. All right. We are going.
Reminds me of several jokes that I will not tell.
Brian, we're coming back to you. This state abolished the death penalty in 1846 for all crimes other than treason, becoming not only the first state, but the first English-speaking government in the world to do so. Is it A, Texas, B, Washington, or C, Michigan? Texas, Washington, or Michigan?
I'm going to go Washington.
Okay, Greg.
Pretty sure Texas still has the death penalty. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Probably right now.
Yeah, right.
I think it's mandatory.
Yeah, right. You go to jail, dead. I'll say Michigan.
All right, Mace.
I'm gonna say Washington.
Andy. Texas, Washington, or Michigan?
Washington.
Who said Michigan?
I did.
Greg, you got the point.
Yeah.
We have a three-way tie for the lead.
How
it
am
is
I doing?
Michigan.
How am I doing?
You're only one back.
Okay.
Brian, three. Greg, three. Andy, three. Mace,
come
two.
Come back. Here it comes.
All right, Greg, coming to you. The global convenience store 7-Eleven started as an ice storage company in this state.
Okay.
Is it A, Alabama, B, Texas, or C, Michigan?
Ooh, probably has to be hot. So it's either Texas or Alabama? Is that what the other one
yeah,
was?
Yeah, Alabama, Texas, or Michigan?
Ooh, let's go Alabama.
Okay, Mace.
I think Bama's still struggling with refrigeration, so
they made a trolley.
Yes. Courtney Cox is very mad at
you.
They
used it all up on the trolley.
So I'm going to go Texas.
Okay, Andy.
I think it's Michigan.
Brian.
I'm also going to go Texas here.
Texas is the correct answer, which means Mace has tied Greg and Andy, but Brian has the lead.
Let's go.
Mace, this one coming to you.
Okay.
This state is the only state with all major natural resources needed to make iron and steel. It is also the largest supplier of cast iron and steel pipe products. Is it A, Alabama, B, Michigan, or C, Texas?
I'll say Michigan.
Andy.
Alabama.
Brian.
I'm going to go Michigan.
Greg.
Alabama.
Alabama is the correct answer.
There we go. How many answers are Alabama?
We have a three-way tie for first.
Alabama has done this much.
You are one back, Mace.
How dare you?
Are there any Bamans listening?
If there are, they're not listening anymore.
They don't like you.
All right. Andy, this one to you. Stretching about 28 miles, the Long Beach Peninsula is the longest contiguous beach in the United States. In what state is that beach located? A, Michigan, B, Texas, C, Washington. The Long Beach Peninsula, Michigan, Texas, or Washington?
Michigan.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go Texas.
Greg.
Let's go Texas.
Mace.
Let's go Michigan.
You all missed it. It's Washington State. Has 28 miles of contiguous beach.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Sure.
All right. So let's see how many are left. One, two are left. So I'm going. Oh, there's a three-way tie. It doesn't matter. All right, Brian, this one coming to you. This state contains the world's only floating post office as it delivers mail to ships as they pass under the Ambassador Bridge. Is it A, Washington, B, Michigan, or C, Alabama?
Let's go Michigan.
Greg.
You guys are shaking your head like you know it, both
know.
Of you.
Threw me off.
Greg, Washington, Michigan,
Washington,
or Alabama?
Washington.
You're going Washington. All right, Mace.
I'm one down, right?
Yep.
Mm,
Washington, Michigan, or Alabama?
I'm going to go Washington.
Andy.
Washington.
Brian, you said Michigan, right?
I did, yeah.
You have taken the lead and you
go, baby. Come
and
on.
You've won the game.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, no, wait. No, no. I lied.
Oh.
Brian has 5. Greg and Andy have 4. And then Mace, you're out. Okay. So, Brian, you get this, you win it. You ready?
Yep, let's get it.
This state hosts the world's largest 3-on-3 outdoor basketball tournament known as Hoop Fest. The event features more than 6,000 teams, 425 courts spanning 45 city blocks. Is it A, Washington, B, Alabama, or C, Texas? Washington, Alabama, or Texas?
I'm going to go Texas on this one.
Okay, that's which means Andy and Greg, you guys need to go Alabama or Washington. Greg, you first.
So, see, where would basketball be better played at? I'll go Alabama.
All right, Andy?
Washington, is it Jamal Crawford's deal?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
It's a good thing it is because you have tied the game. It's
I was
going to
go with that.
Greg's out, and it is a shootout on the tiebreaker between Andy and Brian.
So it's thriller down to the wire.
All right, you got to write something down. You need a pen?
Yeah.
Here you go. Okay, Brian, you got to write something down. You got
I'm
a
good.
Pen? All right. Of those four states, Washington is the rainiest. On average, how many days a year does it rain in Washington State? Closest wins, and you can go over. So out of 365 days, how many days a year does it rain in Washington State? Andy, have you written something down? Mm-hmm. Brian, have you written something down?
Yep, I got it.
All right, Andy, what'd you write?
280.
I think that's high.
Okay, Brian, what'd you write?
165.
We have a winner. And it's Brian Cohen. You are dangerously close to hitting it on the number. It's 157.
Wow.
Yeah, 157 days a year.
Just overshot it.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. And Brian, picking up where he left off last year. Starts the year with a win. Boom, that
Did Trish get a win on the first day? So is it Trish won?
Yeah, Trish. Brian that's won? Right, because that game on the 26th counted. So Trish Kinsey played and won.
And won!
Yeah, that was my game that day, too. And so tomorrow will be Michael Thompson's game.
Ooh.
Make sure Thursday. And Friday, Potpourri of Lies.
Oh, we're doing Potpourri of Lies. That's fantastic. All right, let's hit the Super Stager. No Love Boat today because we got Andy and Brian here. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by the Alabama Tourism Commission. No, it's actually brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win after an accident. Go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Cam 1, Cam 2, how is New Year's?
It's good.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Thank you. How are the holidays for you?
Festive.
Do
were
both?
They festive?
Do each of you celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. So
is that difficult to manage both?
It's a lot. December is a lot if you have kids, mm-hmm. period. Like between holidays, or in our case, you know, celebrating two holidays, school is out
for a couple weeks at a time. A lot.
Like, home a lot.
It's
yeah.
a lot. December is frankly an oppressive month if you have children.
It's my oldest's birthday too, so we call it December's Benapalooza. And so it's like
Benapalooza?
It's a lot of like gifts that. And like thinking stress of thinking of like what to give and people asking and all that. It's hard.
Find it so hard to receive gifts. Like I know how to I give gifts. I give like one meaningful gift to everybody. And I bought my mom's gift last June. And I thought this is perfect for mom for Christmas.
You don't consider attention a gift then?
Meaning
receiving a lot.
Correct.
Of attention.
I actually don't like to be the person that opens the gifts.
Okay.
Because you have to, you know, you have that smile and you, oh, this is great. Ah, this is, it's perfect.
In general, I find gift giving holidays to be a hassle.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. But whether I'm on the receiving end of it or whether I'm on the giving end of it,
right.
I find it just a lot. Like my favorite holidays are like Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Right. I hate Halloween.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day is a great one.
4th of July, like no gifts involved, whether I receive them or whether I give them.
We had Christmas Day at my brother's house, Travis, my brother, and his house is like, there are so many Christmas decorations. It's like Christmas threw up. There are so many lights and so many tinsel things.
Well, that's the other thing. Like like our house, because you know Hanukkah is kind of manageable. Like when they're little, a lot of families do.
Sure, book like day one, dreidel like, day two.
A little
I know.
Something, a little like every little something every day. But then like you're still not totally dug out from under that. And then all of a sudden Christmas comes, and we're still buried.
Yeah, yeah. This was a great holiday season for me. I was really very happy. I got to spend it with my mom and
chain.
Nutstap did. Leo, I got my chain. What do you think of the chain?
I'm getting mixed signals from your vibe today.
Meaning
generally.
What?
Your cardigan years old, but you're going with the chain to try to appeal to the youths.
Yes.
I've got mass appeal. the sweater appeals to the older folks.
You know what you are?
The chain.
You're timeless.
You know,
Mason is a timeless icon.
That's a very polite way of
all
putting
Angelinos.
It.
Do you really hate the sweater?
No, I don't mind it. I mean, but what I'm really fascinated by is all this chatter about the brown sweater. Because I've never seen
the brown sweater.
Yeah, break that out tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to break out the brown. Because my mom actually got me a t-shirt to go with the brown sweater. So we're going to try it that way.
And pants? Do you have brown pants?
I don't have brown pants. Cappy's got the same sweater.
That's not a good sign.
Oh, no. We wear that sweater like when we
did
a show together.
That is not an endorsement of the sweater.
When we did a show together at Yamava, we wore matching sweaters.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was very cute. It was very cute.
Now, did you guys accidentally land on these same sweaters, or did you plan this?
I bought one for Cappy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It was sweet. So what do you guys got going that day?
Which day? Today?
Today, yeah. Like, what's going on right now? Well, I listened to the Locked On Lakers podcast today, so I got a little primer.
What do you guys think, by the way? The Lakers are 17-17. They're 3-8 in their last 11 games. What's the number one problem that needs to be fixed?
I think a little bit of this problem is out of Darvin's hands just because they've been hit with more of the injury bug of late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Darvin needs to land on a rotation that he likes, figure out exactly how to implement what he wants, and then stick with it. Let it marinate. I feel like he is having a difficult time discovering exactly how to get what he wants.
Brian, what do you think?
I'm distracted by it. I'm having Andy's cord here is making me very uncomfortable.
It looks like it could electrocute the whole building.
It will not electrocute the whole building. It's just fraying. It's either going to stop working or it will keep working. It
seems like a fire hazard.
It's not a fire hazard.
I think
choice A is very imminent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. But I'm just going to
ride it until it dies.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody could have gotten you one of those as a gift.
Brian, I give you a magic wand. I say you can fix one thing. What do you use it on?
Shooting.
I think they got to Rob has consistently made trades at the trade deadline, and I would think that if they could, like, I keep thinking, I'm just throwing out ideas here, but I keep thinking like a guy like Buddy Hield would be, I don't know if he's even
available.
They've
been linked to him so many times.
Rob
over
used
the
to
years.
Represent him, but a guy like that, a knockdown, I mean, dead-eye 3-point shooter.
They were 20 seconds away for trading for Buddy Hield and then they went the Westbrook route.
Right. But like, it just hasn't worked. Like, what did we talk about this offseason? Like, they added shooting everywhere. They re-signed Russell. They brought in Torian Prince. They've got Hachimura. And it's like, Reeves is, shot 40% after the All-Star break last year.
Except this period where they're 3-11, the shooting's actually been fine. They're shooting like 40%.
Well, that weird starting lineup didn't make any sense. One with Vanderbilt.
Well,
in
because,
for D'Angelo, that didn't make any sense because then they couldn't score.
Yeah, Jovan Buha wrote a really good column about this in The Athletic. It has two players out there, that lineup you're talking about, Cam Reddish and Jared Vanderbilt, that the other team can leave alone.
Yeah.
And that means LeBron or AD has another defender they have to go through.
Yeah, it's just like you can't organize your switches. You can't, like, you watch the Mavericks play, and like, they're surgical. Like, Luke is surgical about how he arranges guys around the floor to get the switch and the mismatch that he wants, or whatever. Like, when you can ignore and actually, like, kind of want Cam Reddish and Vanderbilt to shoot, like, if they're open, Godspeed. Like, we'd rather you do it than LeBron or AD.
Right.
So it's a win for us. Like,
Jim Clemens, the old Laker assistant, used to say, there's a reason certain guys are open all the time.
Yes.
And that's what teams are doing now,
right,
the Lakers.
So, yeah, the discouraging thing about the Lakers is you could not possibly ask for more from Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
They've been great.
They've been great.
We talked about this.
They've been healthy. They've been great. And they're just not getting that support that they need.
If you had told me that
I know you talked about it today, by the way.
No, for tomorrow.
The show. For tomorrow.
This is a sneak preview for tomorrow.
Oh, good.
The show that's available 5 days a week.
Is there a YouTube component?
There is a YouTube component.
That's what I thought.
It's never behind a paywall.
If you told me that the Lakers were 17-17, they were super disappointing to like three quarters of the city, and everybody was like starting to get the Darvin chatter going in a negative way. But none of this has anything to do with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is the one thing with the Lakers that literally nobody is complaining about. Because people even complain about LeBron, but like nobody's complaining about AD. If you told me that was the case, I would have called you a liar.
Statistically, I think Anthony Davis has a chance to be first team All-NBA. This year it's positionless.
Right.
So he's in the running. He's been that good.
If the Lakers were 24 and whatever the math is instead 10. Of 17 and
yeah,
17,
they've played 34
he
games.
Would be an MVP candidate.
Last year, by the way, at this exact time, they were 14-20. Is there a civil defense alarm going off somewhere?
Yeah, what is happening? There's a buzzing sound.
Is it one of those phones?
Is there like an alarm going
or something?
Is it
one of those iPhones that are recording us? Is it ringing?
No, I think it's in the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can hear it over the air.
DeAndre, fix it.
Yeah, DeAndre,
you just got promoted.
Come
fix
on,
something.
DeAndre Hawkins, fix it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's on it.
It's fixed. So
somebody just made a good point. Beto and Whittier, when I asked the question about there's only one state in the union that has all the materials needed to make iron and steel. When Auburn plays Alabama, what's that game
called?
Oh, the
Iron Bowl, of course.
Iron Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, none of us put that together.
How stupid am I?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think of it until
that's
he
a rhetorical question. I'm not looking for an answer.
I did guess Alabama. I just didn't put that part of it together.
Yeah, the Iron Bowl. That
I just did
sense.
Get Alabama.
In fairness, Alabama is not one of our better states.
It's not. It's bottom 10.
It's
a bottom 10 state.
We have filler states that are designed to get us to 50, which is a nice round number. Alabama's a filler state.
State power rankings? Alabama very low.
Oh, there are some states that are much worse than Alabama.
Much worse? I'll give you worse.
That's at the top of the list. Right. Yeah.
I'm not going much worse, but I'll give you worse.
Have you ever been to Mississippi?
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Have you? What,
yeah,
before?
I used to have to drive through Jackson. When I went from Arkansas, when I lived in Monroe, Louisiana, we had a bureau in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And the quickest way to get there was to go through Jackson, Mississippi.
Here's how you know Mississippi's not great is when you get back to Arkansas. You're like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm home. Yeah, because it's not like Arkansas is that great either.
Yeah. No, it's Arkansas. I drove through Arkansas. They bugs as big as a man's fist hitting the windshield. It's just like, boom. So what the hell was that? Was that a bird? No, it's a bug.
U.S. News has the power rankings of the best states.
Power rankings.
You
want to
guess
the
top five?
Yeah.
Why
now,
not?
What's it based on?
It is based on some states' shine in healthcare, soar in education, both, and much more. The best rankings by U.S. draw thousands of data points to measure how well states are performing for their citizens.
Okay,
in addition to blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah.
All right, so let's
economy,
see. We'll
roads,
get three strikes and we're out.
Top
okay.
five. Yep.
Top five.
California is going to be in the top five.
Oh, California.
All right, that's our first guess.
First guess. That's absolutely wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not
California. Where is California?
California is way down the list.
Okay,
not in the top 10.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado, according to U.S. News, is not in the top five.
All right, that's strikeout. Wait a minute. This isn't a guess. I'm throwing it out for discussion.
Okay.
Hawaii?
No.
Cost it's way, of living.
It's
expensive.
Very expensive. Hawaii's very expensive.
All right, how about Florida, no state tax?
Right, Florida. It's
but they're all weirdos down there.
Right,
Texas, no state tax.
Texas, no state tax.
I think there's a big difference between their power rankings and my power
rankings. Yeah, no, it's true.
This is U.S. News
if
power
it's based
ranking.
On taxes.
Is it, Greg,
overall
does
ranking.
The,
yeah.
does
we don't even have one of the top
no,
five.
No,
no.
Are there,
don't cheat.
Is number one, Greg, do they have professional sports franchises in that state?
Yes. There is a basketball team.
Okay.
There's no baseball team. There's no football team, and there's no hockey team.
So it's got to be. It's got to be Oklahoma.
Only baseball.
Oregon.
Team?
No.
No, he said basketball team is it.
Oregon.
Or Portland. Yeah, or Oregon.
It's
is
not
it?
Oklahoma.
This, we're down to our. No, we're down to our last strike. So you want to guess Oregon?
Yeah, try Oregon.
Oregon. Was it Oklahoma?
Utah.
Yeah, Utah. That is, well, you got
so,
a lot of good
Utah,
ski in
Washington,
there.
Idaho, Nebraska, Minnesota, and that.
Idaho,
area.
Top three.
There you go.
What are
boom.
You, is that, it's so friggin' cold there. The one thing I
I'll
noticed.
I'll tell you what, there ain't any black people in that survey.
Yeah.
You know, power rankings for whites.
For white people. I went to New York, and
I mean,
the one
the
thing,
news.
I, the one reason I could never move back there is. It's too friggin' cold. I don't want to deal with the weather anymore. Like, I grew up in snow and hail yeah. and ice and all that stuff, scraping the windshield, all that stuff. I'm like, I never want to go back
well,
to that spot.
Let me, I will say that. If you're a person who doesn't, like, you know, obviously, nobody likes paying taxes. Nobody, everyone wants to keep as much. But if you're a person of wealth that is willing to be like, you know what, I'll eat the taxes a little bit. I could have a little bit more if I lived in Texas, whatever.
Right.
But I'm so comfortable here, it's whatever. California is a spectacular place to live
yeah.
if you're rich. Like it's phenomenal. A,
correct.
If you're rich.
It is great. Yeah. It is great.
I mean, ask Ireland.
Yeah, I love
no.
it.
That's
I love California.
That's living. By the way, a lot of people reacted to it a conversation earlier about the worst movie endings.
Worst movie endings?
And Ireland, your suggestion. And by the way,
Radio, No Time to Die when Bond dies.
At Coconut Michael says, absolutely, Bond, No Time to Die. He does die. So it's No Time to Die, and yet he dies.
Yeah.
Even the title is misleading. What is the worst ending of a movie?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of a movie with a really bad ending.
Somebody said, Magic Mike says, No Country for Old Men has
no,
a terrible ending.
I thought that was a good ending.
I like the ending.
I like
yeah,
the ending.
Too.
Okay, I thought the Return of the Jedi ending is pretty lame.
It wraps up sort of neatly.
It's lame. It feels like it's trying to be super adorable.
It was a full court press to sell a few more toys.
Right. It's a pretty lame ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got some dancing Ewoks and fireworks and, you know.
And then you go to the Disney store and you buy the little dolls and stuff. Yeah.
Well, that was before they even had the Disney right. store.
Oh, that was pre-Disney?
Oh,
that was before
that
the Fox Disney
83,
thing.
Yeah. I think.
Somebody says The Sixth Sense is the best ending. I think that's a terrible ending. I knew all along. I wanted to stand up.
That was Kaiser Soze.
Early in the movie, I wanted to stand up and say, he's dead.
Okay. I'm glad
but
you
did. I
think
didn't. I would have ruined it for
right,
people.
But you know what's funny?
You know what? You owned the theater, so it was okay. It was your right.
It's like M. Night Shyamalan has never fooled me.
Is that a...
Like, did you ever watch The Village?
Yes.
I look at it, I'm like, it's present day! Okay, I but know
was,
every M. Night
Shyamalan
twist. Was
that one of the rules,
twist.
Though, as a theater owner, could you just stand in the front of the house and spoil the movie for people?
No, I think that was against the rules.
You should be able to.
I think that would not make the studios happy. All right, I think we're getting out of here, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, by the way, it's me and Ireland from 1 to 3, then me and Shadano from 3 to 4:30.
So you're doing the full combo plate.
From 3 to 5:30. Is that right? 3 to 5:30?
3 to 5:30.
7 o'clock game.
Did I really sign up for this?
Did you tell? You got him to do
you
it by
sure
telling
did.
You it was still 4:30.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how they got you.
What are you doing?
I'm going to talk a lot of Lakers, talk some Rams. Want to talk about David Tepper's non-apology from the
oh,
Panthers.
Yeah.
We think he wrote it on ChatGPT.
Although we did it on ChatGPT, and it wrote a better apology than David Tepper wrote. I mean,
if there's such a thing as a middle finger apology, that is what he is.
Yes. All right. Coming up for you, the you're going to screw around a little bit too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Morales is going to be hanging around here
oh,
the whole time.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be a mess. Oh, yeah. Skipper?
Mm-hmm.
Dressed as Captain Steubing?
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, coming up next for you, Shadano and Cap with Andy and Brian. We're back tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.